Parshas Va'era. So the million-dollar question in this week's Parsha is, how can Hashem be punishing Paro if he took away his free will? It says that Hashem hardened Paro's heart, and we see Paro continues to get punished. How can Hashem be punishing Paro if he didn't have free will? So this is a famous question, and there are those that talk about the fact that when a person can sin and sin and sin to a point where HaKadosh Baruch Hu then takes away his free will does not allow him to do tshuva, but the punishment is not on his continuous sinning, but the punishment is part of what he had sinned in the past using his free will. The Beis HaLevi makes a very beautiful point, and he says like this, everybody has free will. Now, if I twist your arm and tell you to say uncle, you have free will, but at some point, I'm twisting your arm and you're not going to be able to say no, because I'm forcing you. And therefore, when Hashem brought the Makos on Paro, in effect, Hashem is twisting Paro's arm. Now, at some point, basically, you lose your free will the other way. He's going to have to free the Jews because the pain inflicted upon Paro is so intense that he has no choice but to free the Jews. And that's not what Hashem wanted. Hashem wanted Paro to free the Jews of his own free will. So whereas we say when Hashem hardened Paro's heart, he took away his free will, says the Beis HaLevi, no, just the opposite. When Hashem hardened Paro's heart, he gave him back his free will. The Makos were taking away his free will. The Makos were forcing him to free the Jews, and that's not what Hashem wanted. Everyone makes choices at the point of equilibrium, what Rav Dessa calls Nekudas HaBechira. So the Hashem hardened Paro's heart, not entirely, not to take away his free will, but he hardened it to meet the point where Paro was struggling, to meet the point of where the Makos were taking away his free will. So his heart was hardened not to take away his free will, but to give it back, and his heart was not hardened entirely. It was only hardened to counter the intensity of the Makos so that he wouldn't lose his free will the other way and wouldn't be forced to free the Jews. So Rav Dessler has this beautiful Kuntres HaBechira, and we all have free will to do the most amazing holy things. We can all fast every single day and cleave to Hashem. Most of us are not on that level, and we shouldn't try that at home. And the person has free will, lo aleinu, to do the most terrible of errors. Most of us are in the middle. We're not holding by doing the most terrible of eras. We do have free will to do so, but Baruch Hashem, it's above us. And most of us are not yet holding by fasting all day or every Monday and Thursday. So we struggle somewhere between those two points. And as a person grows in his relationship with Hashem, as a person grows in his Avodas Hashem, so his Bechira point grows. I've now outgrown that. I used to struggle. If you're dealing with Bali Tshuva, who come from a totally non-observant background, at the beginning, they're struggling with Shabbos. They're struggling with Kashrus. Hopefully, we're above that. Then they're struggling with Tefillin. Hopefully, we're above that. And struggling with davening three times a day. And as we climb the ladder, our Nekudas HaBechira, our Bechira point, grows. As we grow, our Bechira point grows. We still have free will to do the things that we've done in the past. We still have free will to do things that are beneath us, but Baruch Hashem, we're above that, and we're climbing, and we're growing, and as we grow, our Nekudas HaBechira, our Bechira point, grows with us. May Hashem give us the strength to continue growing, and to win the Milchemes HaYetzer, the fight against the Yetzer Hara. We should be privileged to continue winning so that we can continue growing, and as we grow, our Bechira point will grow, and if we make the right decisions and we beat the Yetzer Hara wherever we're holding, that way we will continue to grow and to grow and to grow and be zocha to reach the great potential that each and every one of us is capable of reaching.